Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach David Lowe. So you're going to talk Corton boys basketball. The Chargers are 8-1 on the season, and a couple things to talk about, even though I really haven't had any games this week. And one game since we last spoke, Coach, unfortunately your only loss of the season, but a really good game against a very good Mar Hill Mount Academy team. 55-50, the final score. I know it's been 10-11 days ago, but the first loss, I'm sure, didn't set very well. What were your biggest takeaways, I guess, from that game against the Ravens?
Well, that, you know, it was they had a good game plan against us and forced us into some decision making that I think I mentioned last Friday that you know, probably falls more on my shoulders, getting the decision making situations in practice a little more. They defended pretty well with what they were trying to do against us, and then they scored some. We got behind, and we started pressing a little bit as far as mentally thinking. I don't know if we thought maybe a four-point shot was out there or something, but I didn't feel like we did some of the things that we're capable of doing. So, yes, it hit hard. Some of the kids, it hit them pretty hard, and you know, we had to reassure them that one game doesn't make a season at this juncture anyway, and it's, you know, a win doesn't make it, a loss doesn't make it. We got to learn from it. We got to move on and get better.
I guess that's probably part of what's compounded the problem a bit, is that you haven't been able to move on, at least in terms of getting back on the court to play a game, let alone even have some practice time. So I'm sure you're just as antsy to get back on the court as the boys are and have a chance to, you know, get back out there again.
Yeah, that's been the disappointing part. Mother Nature's kind of thrown a curveball at us, but you know, we'd like to get back on the floor a little bit. We were scheduled, you know, Monday through Thursday. We were practicing last week, and I thought that's great, four practices before our next game on Friday, and then we'll, you know, start up the tournament Monday. But, you know, she had other ideas for us, and it is a little tougher. Now, we, you know, have been able to meet a few times, and we're going to do a Google Meet today because we cannot practice and get together, but we're going to do a lot of film study and film watching. And the kids, I think, are kind of excited about it. Their response was, yeah, let's get it done. Let's do this. Let's do that. But, yeah, it was a little bit disappointing that we couldn't do some things, but most everybody's in the same boat. So we're all kind of together in this. So we'll all go into this week, tournament week, and same scenario.
You bet. Yeah, everybody's getting a little stir-crazy. I agree. Let's talk about your tournament. You're at the McLeod tournament. You got the top seed. Your first-round game is now this Thursday against Riverside. So you'll take on Riverside and then get games on Friday and Saturday. So you're going to come back here and get three games in a row. But what are your thoughts on heading down to the McLeod tournament and facing Riverside here in the first-round Thursday?
Oh, it'll be a very difficult game. They're a good basketball team. Their record's a little bit deceiving. You know, they've had a couple overtime losses, a two-point loss. They could very well be 5-2, 6-1, something like that. So we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to play very well, take care of business mentally probably as much, if not more than physically. I think that's where we have really got to strive to get a little bit better on some of our decision-making. So we, you know, we've been watching film all week. The kids have been watching. We have an idea. We know each other pretty well. We've met in the McLeod tournament 3 years in a row. And you know, they're a quality basketball team. So we're going to have to do well. It's going to be kind of nice. We'll see some other teams that we don't normally see that are in our sub-state. So we'll see what happens.
Sounds great. Well, hopefully those games go well this week. Three games in 3 days. Best of luck at the McLeod tournament, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers. The weekly locker room chats on KNZA are sponsored by the Union State Bank.